a new part of the subject from Plant Pots. Perek Yudches Seif Chof Vov. Yoim Hey Av. Perek Yudches Seif Chof Vov. Moving plant pots. A plant pot which is moved from place to place, one has to be careful. Why? Because if the first place where it was, it is joined to the ground, the plant pot is considered joined to the ground, and the second place where you put it is not considered joined to the ground, means you've done a movement which disconnects the plant from the ground. So if it's considered you're doing koitza, you're cutting it. Therefore, any movement which has got this problem, maybe you're going to disconnect it from the ground, therefore it is not allowed. Now, all what we're discussing now was, when it is not joined to the ground, let's say it was a otzitz which doesn't have a hole. If it does have a hole, it joins to the ground, whatever, it's joined to the ground. If it doesn't have a hole, then we said before, it's not joined to the ground. But if it has branches which come out of the plant pot, then it does. It is considered joined to the ground. You've got another problem here for mukta. Are you allowed to altogether move a plant pot because a plant pot is mukta? That's not. We're not discussing now hilchos mukta. We're discussing now hilchos toilosh, hilchos koitza, hilchos sareva koitza to go and planting and harvesting. You're going to cut the harvest or to cut a branch from something which is living. So a plant which is joined to the ground. Let's see. Otzitz, agbos, otzitz, mimikleva, to lift up a plant pot from where it was. Otzitz, nokov, hamunach, otzitz, nokov, hamunach, agave, kaka. Otzitz, agbio, ila, nicho, kshutolui, ba'ahe. Mifne, mishum, shumamayat, yini, kosri. If a person has a plant pot, which has got a hole in it, so it's joined to the ground. We said before, also, if we'll have the branches out of the pot, even if it doesn't have a hole in it, it is considered joined to the ground. Therefore, if one has a plant pot which is joined to the ground, considered joined to the ground, and he lifts it up from the ground, there is a machloikas rishon. Do we say he disconnected it from the place where it was joined? Lifting it up and putting it in the aviv, putting it in the air, is considered you're doing something, and maybe considered, according to some rishonim, disconnecting. Therefore, you are disconnecting from the ground. It is not allowed from the summary shading because it's considered disconnected. Now the shading says, no, you haven't disconnected it. Now it's much worse. The second case is much worse because the first case we have the machloikas is considered disconnecting when you lift it up and you put it in the air. The second case is a case when you put something in between the offsets, the plant pot and the earth. Then before it was connected to the ground, and now you put something in between which disconnects it to the ground. So according to everybody, it is a problem. If you're doing that on Shabbos, you are doing koitza. You are doing disconnecting a plant from the ground, which is not on Shabbos. Velochen, ein lagbia otzitz hamunach al rizpa, ulenich agab tzalach plastic or agab shulchan. משום שאנחנו חושבים שביועץ האוצץ מונח על הרצפה, הוא יהיה נגמר כך, כדרך המצפות, גם ביועץ המונח בקרמה גבוהה. כאשר מניח עם הויסה, משטח פלסטיק, או עץ, יש לוחו שחומרים אלו מפסיקים את היניקה. Therefore, he says like this, to lift up a plant pot, which was on the ground, even if it was on a platter in the house, we are worried that even if it's in the house on the floor, since the floors are made from ceramica, made from beton, which is not something which is a full oven, it's not one piece of stone, we are worried that it still can't take its nourishment from the ground. Therefore, it's considered joined to the ground. If you lift it up from the ground, even without the proper mukta, what you're doing, you're disconnecting it maybe from the ground. But if even putting it in the air. Now we want to say it's even worse. If you put it onto a plastic, let's say plastic plate, or a table which is wood, or anything else which it's able to, which has got the, it disconnects the plant from the ground, you are making a disconnection on Shabbos, which is not allowed. Even if you put it on a piece of plastic, or you put it on a piece of wood, or you put it on the table, or you put it on something on a plastic plate, all problematic, because you are disconnecting it from where it was before. Before it was on the ground, and it's considered joined to the ground, and now you're disconnecting it from the ground. Umeidach nira. Sha'otis hamunach al gabe karka. Oy toloi al gabe karka. Also nitle mim klimu lenich al gabe matzafot. Shum de lachume yeshlon lochus shemah matzafot. Machzikot esayinika. V'nim tzitzinish esatzemach sha'otis ma'akarka. He says also another point. Before we learned that if you've got a plant pot on the floor in a house which has got platot, which means if you've got these paving stones, then we take on, it's considered still joined to the ground. But that is not a fact which is 100% known. We are worried. So what would happen if you've got a plant pot which is on earth? Now, you want to take it from where it was on earth and put it into the house, put it into a place which has got matzafot, which has got paving stones, or it's got matzafot in the house, which you've got platot. Therefore, maybe you are taking it from a place which was growing to a place which is not growing, because we're not sure if these paving stones or these platot in the house are considered something which disconnects from the ground or not. Therefore, one has to worry, it does disconnect from the ground. Therefore, one's not allowed to take it from a plant pot which was drained to the ground, putting it into a place which is, we've got matzafot, which has got, putting it onto a place which has got paving stones or platot, because we are worried that maybe you are disconnecting it now.